This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fear, khawf, khushu'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear is a motivating factor. It's a natural human emotion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي. Do not be fearful of my creation. Rather, your fear should be centered upon me. They are the distraction. I am the one who is real. I am al-haq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the manifest truth of all affairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمِ. That the punishment of Allah is the one that you should consider. It is the one that you should fear more than other consequences in your life. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah says to us in Surah Iqra, do they not know that I am the one who sees all things? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He always returns us back to knowing that Allah has not obligated upon us Islam except for that which is better, and those who will retain it are those who fear Him with a natural imposition upon their heart to humble towards Allah. Allah says, Taha, in the first verse of Surah Taha, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. I haven't revealed this Qur'an to burden you, to make your life difficult, to make things haram that should be halal. Rather, what I've made haram is for a reason, whether you understand it or not. إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. This Qur'an is a reminder of what you should know innately. Your heart should know that lying is treacherous, that taking what doesn't belong to you is criminal, that to covet another man's daughter or wife or mother in a sinful way is haram. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. It is only sent as a reminder to the one whose heart is conscious of why it should be fearing of Allah. There are two words in the Qur'an that can be translated to fear. There is khawf and khashya. Both of them mean similar things. But khashya has this level of a considered reason of why to fear. See, you can fear Allah without actually thinking of why. Allah said to fear Him. خافوني, be fearful of Allah so I know of why I'm fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, because it is a command from Allah. But having khashya is that it is a deliberate thought, that there are consequences for what I say, what I do, what I see, what I hear, and how I interact with others. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who have khawf and khashya, who have a natural fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is supported with our love and hope of Him. And that at the same time that we have a conscious understanding of why we must fear Allah when we have strayed away, and why we must be hopeful for the return to Allah when we are happy in our relationship with Him and have rida and contentment in our ibadah. I want you to know, my dear brother, my dear sister, that as you lay for your last breath and the angel of death comes, you will hear these words, insha'Allah, from the angels. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, ikhruji ila maghfiratin min Allah wa ridwan wa rabbin anki radin ghayr ghadban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to hear the invitation of the angel of death to those who are righteous. O blessed soul, return into to the mercy of your Lord, who is content and pleased, well pleased with you, one who will give you the joy of His forgiveness and the gardens of paradise. Allahumma ameen. Because you feared Allah in this life, you will be given ease and mercy as you transition into the next. May Allah increase our fear and awe and conviction in Allah, and push away out of our heart rebellion against Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar that He is to convey to us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I have been ordered to be the first of those who submit themselves, and to be of those who are the first and highest in conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders us, فَخَافُونِي, fear me, O my creation. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in my heart and your heart a natural fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma ameen.